This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, May 4th. God's word to you today is sanctified. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 John 1, verse 8, from the New Revised Standard Version, and it says, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we fail to recognize our sin nature, we will not appreciate what Christ did for us at Calvary. Therefore, we need to know how sin and transgression affect us. I call them the P's of the effect of sin, the penalty of sin, the pollution of sin, the power of sin, and the presence of sin." 1 John 1 verse 9 from the New Revised Standard Version says, "If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." God will cleanse us from the pollution of sin. When we put our faith in Christ, he takes care of the penalty of sin. But you and I know that the pollution of sin gives the enemy the right to have a stronghold. The pollution of sin gives the enemy something to hold on to, something to keep coming back to, something to feed on. But when we confess our sins, he that is faithful and just will forgive us and cleanse us from all pollution. So we can actually get rid of the pollution of sin. Jesus says, "The prince of this world comes and he has nothing in me." Meaning there is a pollution of sin. That explains why for some Christians, the penalty has been sorted out, but the pollution is destroying them. The enemy is thriving on the pollution. The flies are gathering because there is a stench. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will come clean and God will cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Amen. While dealing with the penalties is instant, dealing with the pollution of sin is ongoing, because you will make mistakes. But please repent so that God will forgive you. The third P is the power of sin. Romans 6 verse 14 says, "For sin will have no dominion over you. Say amen, amen." This means that sin will not have power over you. Some people are powerless against sin. There are husbands that really want to be faithful, but they just feel powerless against sin. They try, they cry, but they feel they cannot, and so they become powerless against sin. But today, God will break that power of sin over you. Amen. God made provision in his word when he said, "Sin will not have dominion over you. You will not be a slave to sin." Amen. Deliverance from the penalty of sin is instant, but deliverance from the pollution and the power of sin is ongoing. In fact, the ongoing deliverance from pollution and the power of sin is what is called sanctification. The fourth P is the presence of sin. It is important to know that you will not be delivered from the presence of sin until the day we see Jesus. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, deliver me from the penalty of sin and empower me to live above the pollution and the power of sin, in spite of the presence of sin. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.